the blessings of the gurus, the pure devotees, they bless us to enter in the transcendental mystery of spiritual understanding. It's not like going to the supermarket and you get what you want. You have to receive. You cannot take it. So that's why we first always ask the blessings of the Guru Parampara, the disciplic succession of gurus, to enter in the secret of Bhagavad Gita. It's a secret knowledge, although you can read the slokas. But if you have a right heart's position, you are allowed to enter in the spiritual mystery. So please repeat, step by step, it's very simple. Also the new people can follow this. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militandena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapatantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yudhapada Kamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Sabdutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakam Vitam Sha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhana Sutadevi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Thank you very much. So we are reading Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, the most confidential knowledge. Text 19. It's very simple. Please repeat. Tapami aham varsham nigrinami utsriyami cha amritam ceva mrityus cha Sat Asach Chaham Arjuna Tapami Aham Aham Varsham Tapami Aham Aham Varsham Nigrinami Utsriyami Cha Nigrinami Utsriyami Cha Amritam Ceva Mrityuscha Amritam Ceva Mrityuscha Sat Asat Chaham Arjuna Sat Asat Chaham Arjuna Tapami Aham Aham Varsham Nigrinami Utsriyami Cha Amritam Ceva Mrityuscha Sat Asat Chaham Arjuna Three members can repeat. Tapami aham aham varsham. Nigrinami utsriyami cha. Amritam ceva mrityuscha. Sadasach chaham arjuna. Atapami aham aham varsham. Nigrinami utsriyami cha Amritam ceva mrityuscha Sadasachaham Arjuna. One more. Tapami aham aham varsham Nigrinami utsriyami cha Amritam ceva mrityuscha Sadasat Shaham Arjuna. Ladies. Tapami aham aham varsham. Nigrinami utsriyami cha. Amritim ceva mrityus cha. Sadasat Shaham Arjuna. Yes, our guests, they want to try. You can try. Tapami aham aham varsham Nigrinami utsriyami cha Amritam ceva mrityus cha Sadasat shaham arjuna. Want to try? Very good. Tapami aham aham varsham Nigrinami utsriyami madhika. Amritam ceva mrityuscha. As I said, not bad. Very nice. So these slokas, they are not coming from the material world. That's why we repeat them. And like this, slowly we enter in a different consciousness. Beyond the physical observation. It's such a high culture. So this is also called Bhagavad culture. A culture totally concentrated on Bhagavad. The Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. So there used to be civilizations who were totally based on these two things. Now the modern society is based on economics. Money is the honey. Right? And everything has to bow down for this. But that time everybody is bowing down for the Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad culture. The morning and the evening they were spending like this. And then they start something else. So if we reintroduce this everywhere, we can have an enormous revolution. It's a simple concept. See, we are sitting in the night together. And what we are doing? We are drinking some beer and some blah, 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 some stupid blah, blah, blah. No. We are sitting together and we are discussing the essence of our life. What will be the results of such a culture if we do that on a daily basis? Huh? Yeah. Yeah. Prabhupada said when 1% of the world population is serious about this, tamagun, ignorance and passion has to go out. And goodness will be established as the rulership. So what we are doing is not an ordinary thing. And we feel the satisfaction. Isn't it? We feel very satisfied touching these slokas and trying to enter it within at least half an hour in the morning, half an hour in the evening, and miracles will happen. So again, we can enter it into the houses also. Now you should take this at home, you go back to your places and you try to continue this wherever you are, as often as possible. I know the modern society is very distracting, but you fight back. You try to make a habit of this. And miracles will happen, isn't it? So let's repeat and hear the word for word and hear what knowledge we get. It's a festival for the heart and for the intellect. So please repeat. Tapami. Give heat. Aham. I. Aham. I. Varsham. Rain. Grinami. Withhold. Utsriyami. Send forth. Cha. And Amritam. Immortality. Cha. And Eva. Certainly. Mrityu. Death. Cha. And Sat. Spirit. Asat. Matter. Cha. And Aham, I. Arjuna, oh dear Arjuna. Translation and purport, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Oh Arjuna, I give heat and I withhold and send forth the rain. I am immortality and I am also death personified. Both spirit and the matter, they are in me. Please repeat. O Arjuna, I give heat and I withhold and send forth the rain. I am immortality and I am also death personified. Both spirit and matter are in me. Krishna, by his different energies, diffuses heat and light throughout through the agency of electricity and the sun. During the summer season, it is Krishna who checks the rain from falling from the sky. And then during the rainy season, he gives unceasing torrents of rain. The energy which sustains us by prolonging the duration of our life is also Krishna. And Krishna meets us at the end as death. By analyzing all these different energies of Krishna, one can ascertain that for Krishna there is no distinction between matter and spirit, or in other words, he is both the matter and the spirit. In the advanced stage of Krishna consciousness, one therefore makes no such distinctions. He sees only Krishna in everything. Since Krishna is both matter and spirit, the gigantic universal form comprising all the material manifestations is also Krishna. And his pastimes in Vrindavan, as two-handed Shyamasundar, playing on a flute, are those of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Janandana Salakya Chakshuraman Mena Tasmai Sigurve Namah Snigdha Chetasa Praneta Vagnamara Sapratam Prabhupada Gata Pranam Nomi Bhakti Chirupatam. So this chapter is called the most confidential knowledge. So why it is called? Because we will find, if you start reading the Bhagavad Gita, this morning we were discussing with our guests, wonderful people, and they will say it's difficult to read the book. So that's why it's called the most confidential knowledge, because the fourth chapter, text 3, Krishna gives the key to Arjuna how to enter in the mystery of the Bhagavad Gita. He says, this very, very ancient science, this Bhagavad Gita is a science, total perfect knowledge. This very ancient science is today told by me to you, O Arjuna, because you are my friend and because you are my devotee. And then he says, that's why you can enter in the transcendental science of this mystery. So this is, we have to understand, to enter in the Gita, what is the condition? Yes, that's not an easy thing. We are devotee of our body, we are devotee of our selfishness, but are we devotee of Krishna? Isn't it? So the Lord says this Gita is a mystery. So already mystery is the subject of science. They want to discover the mysteries beyond, very deep. Science is trying to find the truth of all things, the details of everything. This means science. But modern science is corrupted, of course, to limit. That's another thing. So it's a mystery. Not only that, it's a science. Science is not for everybody. Only the most brilliant students can understand the subject. And then on top of it, he says it's transcendental. It's beyond the senses to catch. It's beyond the material mind. It is beyond the intelligence. So how to begin to understand this book? That's why many people, they get the book and they're putting it somewhere. Hey, we distributed 500 million copies in 100 languages. But who is using? The Bhaktivedanta printing house is the biggest printing house of Vedic literature in the whole world. And one day we're going to see the effect of this. Because the people have to learn how to read spiritual subject matter. This is the first condition. So that's what Krishna immediately says to Arjuna. Now I'm going to tell you the most important thing, because you have to go to the battlefield and remove adharma, all the evil you have to remove of the world. So you can only do that with the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. This is the power of Bhagavad Gita. Stunning. The Bhagavad Gita gives spiritual strength in the heart very much. But there is a condition. So Krishna says to Arjuna, you're the right student. That's why I talk to you. I don't talk to Duryodhana, who was on the opposite party, who was a very selfish leader, like today the leaders. And many of them are so selfish. So there are always two parties of, you know, divine people and demonic tendencies, although the soul inside is pure. So, but I don't tell this to Duryodhana because he cannot understand. One time Krishna showed his personal form as God, the universal form, and still Duryodhana was so blinded by his selfishness, he said, oh, there's something funny, and he went. See, you can see maybe God, but you cannot recognize if you don't have the right mentality. So there now Krishna says, Arjuna, you have this right mentality because you are my devotee. You are my friend. You consider me as your friend. We have to consider God as our best friend. That's the first condition to read Bhagavad Gita. Not because you have a good intelligence, you have a smart brain. This is not a qualification of studying Gita. This is the problem in India sometimes. There are 600 commentaries on the Bhagavad Gita, on this book. But most of them, they cannot bring out the transcendental strength of transformation of somebody's life. But Bhaktivedanta Swami says, my credit is just, I try to repeat in love to Krishna what he tells here. And I don't try to change anything. Just as he says, I repeat with love for my Lord. And that's why I'm so super successful. Now, for the first time in the history, we have in the West people who take totally to transcendental life, transform their lives, giving up bad habits. Once you are attached to bad habits, it's very difficult to give up. But because of this is the power of the Bhagavad Gita to transform somebody's in close relationship with the Supreme Lord. Even the Christianity mostly failed in this. They never could present the transcendental Lord. Even in Islam, this is a big problem. Even in Buddhism, this is impersonalism. The many paths have failed to present the personal relationship with God. Not just some feeling, a total personal relationship. And that's the amazing effect of this Hare Krishna movement. It's a miracle movement. It's the most beautiful moment in the existence of humanity. And we are right born here, we are lucky fellows, so to say. See? So in this ninth chapter is the key of this Bhagavad Gita. This, like everything, if you start giving a presentation, you start with the introduction, and then in the middle of your presentation you go to the essence, and then at the end you build off. So like this, the Bhagavad Gita is also, it's the first chapters are introduction, and then you come to the most essential part. And in this part, the Lord reveals himself to his non-envious person, Arjuna. Arjuna was Asuyave, Anasuyave. That's also in the beginning of the ninth chapter. It says, oh Arjuna, you are non-envious. You never envy me. You don't envy the human beings. You don't envy the animals. Yeah? And this modern society is a super society of envy. We envy Mother Nature. We want to always destroy her. Digging, we envy the human beings, exploiting them. We envy the animals, we are eating them. Oh, such an envious society. Because the root envy, we are envious on God. We want to be God. God should not be God. I should be God. Right? And then our life is destroyed. Who likes a person who wants to be in the center all the time? It's a boring person. Only me. I and my aham emity. Ike and the rest can stick it. That's in Netherlands. We have to forget about ourselves. But Krishna consciousness, Anasuyave, oh Arjuna, you are non-envious. Huh? That's the first thing he says. My dear Arjuna, because you are never envious of me and my position, I shall impart to you this most confidential knowledge and realization. Not just theoretical knowledge. I know all the Bhagavad Gita slokas. That's not enough. Gyan vigyan, realization of that knowledge. Totally experiencing Krishna. Knowing which you shall be relieved of the miseries of material existence. If you get full, deep realization of the Bhagavad Gita, and you get full realization of your relationship with the Lord, then all the miseries are gone. And this potency especially manifests in the classes. I love these classes. 25 years I'm following the classes. Immediately, if you sit in the class, you start flying like a bird, free. No anxieties. Your mind is fresh, free. No worries. This is a miracle. This is a real luxury. Is it not? This is a real luxury. Yeah? This is a real richness. And that, why is that? Because now the center is not the football match, the ball, Ajax against Feyenoord, or Standard against Anderlecht, or whoever. That is not the subject here. The subject is Krishna. And that's why immediately Krishna, you will immediately, if you know this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita and you live with it, you're not just discuss it like a cinema. You go to the cinema, a nice cinema, and you leave it there. You take it to your life. You use this book. You apply this book. Is it not? Then you're immediately relieved of all the miseries of material existence. Now, who can promise this? Who can promise this? So many has promised. Capitalism will give all the freedom. Egalité, fraternité, right? We know the slokas. Right? Liberté, right. Egalité, equality, and freedom. And the communists say, no, if you're communist, then we will free. But it never happened. Because they missed one point. We like communism. Everybody should be happy. We like capitalism. You should have your food and everything. You like monarchy, we want a good leader, a wonderful leader, very powerful, who is very good in the heart. Was nice. Nice. Not a whole system of people who try to exploit a system in the name of democracy. Bhaktivedanta calls it demon crazy. And exploiting the people. behind the scenes. Now there are many exploiters. Previously there was one exploiter, the king. Now there are many exploiters. The system sucks the people to death. We like a good leader, and we like a good spiritualist, and we like God. Nothing wrong with God, the misuse of God. See? And if God really comes in your life, then all the miseries are gone to pieces. It's broken to pieces. And Krishna promised that in the Bhagavad Gita. So, then he goes into details. Huh? He says here, I am the goal. The goal of life is me, the Lord says. The sustainer of life is me. The master of everything is not you or somebody else. The master is Krishna. We are just instrument. No, I am a good speaker. I am beautiful. I am a good singer. I'll forget all these nonsense. You are simply an instrument. And then you get Shakti. Then the nectar will come. Don't make a cover between you and Krishna. Be a flowing instrument. And then you have the spiritual world coming here. This is different between the material world and the spiritual world. We are such a false ego. We are dripping into false ego. And then we have to stay back, birth after birth. And this is dry. And all big, big false egos clashing together. And that's why family problem, lady problem, man problem, children problem, political problem, social problem. Because they don't want God. It's called secular state. God is not important. He's stupid because he makes so many mistakes. So we are better than God. This is nonsense. Let God rule your life and see what happens. But don't use God in a manipulative way. That's what happened with Christianity, Islam. They have misused God. That's why Marx says it's opium for the people. We can understand he was correct, absolutely right. The whole established churches is a product of the demons. They have established. We do a lot of research on this. It's amazing if you study it how they have polluted the whole thing. They kicked out reincarnation, they kicked out karma, they kicked out vegetarian or Christianity. So you paralyze the whole religion to pieces. Yesterday I heard the Jehovah's Witness, they come, the first lie is that we are a soul. That they come door to door. We are not a soul, we are this body. The Jehovah's Witness, big jokers. They've been cheated by the demons. We are not. There's this first lesson God speaks in the Gita, second chapter. You're not this body, you're a soul. 20 slokas. You're different from the body. You're a spirit soul. That's the first lesson we have to understand, and that they have broken to peace. So we have to understand our position as a small spark, and he has the great source of everything. So we have to, the whole process of spiritual life is to become humble, 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 again and again. Again we become proud, 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 proud. We are so dripped in this, and it has to be crushed out. Again and again. That's why every day we have this Bhagavad Gita class, Bhagavatam class. And even Arjuna has to be reminded, it seems. He says, I am the goal, Krishna says. I am the sustainer. I am the master. I am the witness. I am the abode. I am the refuge. And I am the most dear friend. I am the creation and the annihilation, the basis of everything, the resting place, and the eternal seed. And we can rest in his... We can rest in his shelter, allowing him to control our life. We can rest in his holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. I am the seed. Everything good starts from him. So before you start, you have to first start with Krishna. And then miracles will happen. So then more practical things, also he says, I give the heat. So simply when we feel the heat, we can feel, oh, this is Krishna. And zoals Herman van Veen, die zegt, oh, God, zegt hij, God is gratis. Dat is nice. God is de zon die je gezicht verwarmt. Mooi, hè? God is de wind die door je haar waait. If you think like this, God is the wind die... It goes through your hair. How you cannot be God conscious? Krishna conscious. And Krishna says, I am the rain. I give rain because without rain is the money. not a paper. By rain everything grows, and rain will come when there is pure dharma. At the end of Kali Yuga there will be only desert. We are forced to eat meat. So rain is important, and rain comes when there are good people. That's why it's very green here. So I am that, and I'm also immortality. So Krishna is immortal, and we want to be immortal. So we just build the relationship and all the problem. What is the problem? It's difficult. All problems we can solve. We don't have to keep worrying so much. The problem is solved. And he says, I'm also dead. Yeah? For the rat, dead, the lion is very fearful. But for the kitten, the mouth of the lion is comfort. So for a devotee, dead is a comfort. Now I can go to Krishna. But for a materialist, he is fear. Because he has done so many selfish things, and he hates God, he cannot go to God, and he feels totally confused. But the spiritualist, a devotee, he is happy when that comes. I can go to Krishna, Haribol. Nice. Or I can come back to spread his mission. I want to glorify Krishna everywhere. Any question? Because we will have more bhajan, our youth is coming, and they are singing wonderful, a very nice kirtan. So, any question? Maybe one question? Doubt? Our guests? All doubts clear, all paramahamsas, that's wonderful. So, what's the time? Okay, we're going to have more bhajan, because there is no faster direct way to connect with Krishna through the transcendental sound vibration of the Holy Name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. So I invite our young people, young devotees, to come and sing. We have wonderful new guests here today, and they have a wonderful time.
Vishnu Padaya Krishna Bhastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Namah.